we're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had begun the 18th chapter of the second section with a very important point, and that is the responsibility to take off a tithe of our income, to take off Ma'asar Ksafim. And we'll dedicate our learning to Liora Bat Ada. Hashem should bless her, and she should swiftly build a beautiful home filled with children. V'afrashat Ma'aser u'inyan gadol. And we're not yet doing that sefer. We're first doing the Chafetz Chaim, the Avat Chesed. V'afrashat Ma'aser u'inyan gadol. And this is a very big concept. This is very important. This idea of tithing, taking off a tenth of our profit. Kmo shamru b'tanit tavtet al ha'pasuk aser ta'aser. The Talmud tells us, for example, in Tractate Tanis, that when the Torah says, tithe, you shall tithe, so Chazal darshaned it that the word aser te'aser can be read as aser te'asher. You tithe, and I'll make you wealthy. Because the word te'aser means you will tithe, te'asher means you will be rich. ובכל דבר אסור לנסות הקדוש ברוך הוא, וזה מותר. We have an interesting halacha. The Gemara over there says that although ordinarily it is prohibited to test God, and we will expand on this later tonight Be'ezrat Hashem when we learn the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, which discusses how the Jewish people did test God. And that's the general idea we're going to see over there. The commentaries say that the difference between a chet and a nisayon is that a nisayon is when a person does something where he's actually questioning God's might, where he's questioning God's involvement or God's capacity. And that's called a nisayon, where the Torah says, "Vaynasu oti," the Jewish people tested me, so to speak, 10 times. It doesn't say they sinned 10 times. There were other times that they sinned. The issue with those 10 examples was that those were 10 times that they did actions that indicated they were questioning God's potency. And so the Talmud tells us that ordinarily it is prohibited for us to do something that questions God's involvement or God's potency. Uvazeh mutar, but in this it says it's permitted. One may say, God, okay, I'm going to give my tithe. Let me see myself get rich. Let me see me get it back. Mitam shamar katuv, because the verse says, and the prophet Malachi, the prophet says, Aviu et kol ha'maaser el beit ha'otzar. You take your tithe, you bring it to the storage houses, v'iteref beveiti, and then let there be food in my house, so to speak, for my poor, bring the food. Uvchanuni na bezot amar Hashem tzvakot. And God says, and the prophet Malachi, Hashem says, test me. Im lo eftach lachem ha'ubot ha'shamayim, see if I don't open the storage houses of heaven, varigoti lachem brachat blidai, and pour out blessing unto you beyond any limit. Test me, God says. V'chen ifsak. And the Codex, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, paskins div maser mutal nasot Hashem itbarach, that in the area of maaser, one may really test the Creator. So that's not only a Gemara, it's not only a Pasuk, it's also a Psak in Shulchan Aruch. And the Chafetz Chaim over here adds a footnote. V'chen mashma betosfot tanit, v'chen b'sefer ozerua, demasha amusha maser b'shvit shetitasher, eino kai davken maser tvua. Tosfos, the Sefer Or Zarua, the indication is that even though the verse is really talking about a tithe of crops, miser, that is biblical, miser of your grain. When we are talking about a tithe, we're talking about a tithe of the prophet. So who said that applies? There, the verse in the Torah, the verse in Malachi, those verses are talking about the biblical tithe, the tithe, the miser of your grain, your crop. So who said that applies to what we're talking about, where you're taking off a tithe of your profit to give it to charity? So the Chafetz Chaim says that Tosa seems to learn that way. And so too the Sefer Ozarua, that it applies to the tithe of your assets, to the tithe of your profit as well. Rakafilu l'masir ksafim. V'azekai sugiyat ha'gmara sham. Dematir l'nasot. And that seems to be the simple reading of the Talmud there. V'inei b'pitchei tshuva sham b'yoredai v'yibshem eze poskim shecholkim al ha'shulchan aruch. And over there in the commentaries of the Codex and the commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes that there are halachic authorities that disagree with the Shulchan Aruch's ruling. The Sovrim de'avde metu ditzdaka v'chol sheken ma'aser ma'asheret et ha'adam. And they say, even though the truth is that giving charity will make you wealthier, as it says in the Medrash of Mishlei on the Pasuk Yesh Mefazel v'nosafod, the verse says in Mishlei, there are those who scatter their wealth and they get even wealthier. On that pasuk, Rabbi Avu says, "Im reita adam mefazer ma'otav litzdakah ve'yodeh shu mosif shneimar yesh mefazer v'nosaf od." If you see someone who's scattering his money to charity, you should know he's going to have more, as this verse says. So even though technically it's true, if you give charity, it will make you better off financially. Al kol panim lenasot et Hashem yitbarach b'zeh asur. There are commentaries who hold that in this it's prohibited to test Hashem. And what the verse permits to test Hashem is what the Bible obligates us, and that's a tithe of our grains. We don't have an obligation. The tithe of our money is not clearly a derivative of the biblical obligation of taking a tithe. It might be a rabbinic institution. That's a big machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, you could test Hashem in this. But others disagree. They say, no, this isn't biblical. This isn't what the prophet was talking about. Yes, you will benefit, but no. When the Talmud permits you to test Hashem, the Talmud was talking about the biblical tithe, the tithe of one's crops. And so they hold, you may not test Hashem when it comes to the tithe of your profits, because that's just a form of charity. That's not included in the biblical tithe. And so the Mishnah Brura quotes this argument, and what we'll see next time is that the Mishnah Brura is now going to try to prove why he holds, like the Shulchan Aruch, that even in this one may test the Creator. So we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.